Proverbs 15:13 says, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken." When the Bible speaks of a broken spirit, it's not just referring to having a bad mood or a little bout of the blues. It's important that Christians understand this because there are two extremes doing damage to people these days. Number one, some folks tell their doctor that they're feeling down or easily tired or going to bed early or earlier than normal, or even then on the other side, maybe suffering insomnia. They'll say they're losing their appetite and losing weight, or they're eating comfort foods and gaining weight, and they just don't have the zest for life that they used to have, and their doctor puts them on mind-altering psychotropic drugs. And then there are other folks who are in a deep depression but don't reach out for help. They're full of dread and a profoundly deep sadness. Some just feel numb and totally removed. And most of these folks go into a self-imposed seclusion. And I can tell you that neither of those scenarios are God's will. I'm not going to try to diagnose or treat anyone in this short devotional because I don't diagnose or treat anyone ever. But I will say that very few people should cope with dope, and it should be a last resort and not the first resort like it is these days. On the other hand, if you're a recluse and in a deep, dark place, then you need to reach out for help. There's a cause for your broken spirit. As our proverb says, "But by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." If your spirit is broken, there is a cause. Some people know the cause but refuse to do anything about it, and that's a choice. But you need to know that it's a choice that displeases the Lord. But you have to want to be better if you want to do better. I was once in a deep, dark place myself years ago. Nothing I did seemed to help, but I had to go on with life. I was teaching the Bible, and I hid it from my kids, and I put a smiling face on my social media accounts. But I kept trying to figure out the issue, and I eventually found out that my vitamin D levels were at rock bottom and dangerously low. In addition to risking cardiac arrest and other physical ailments, I felt an overwhelming sense of dread. And once I got my D levels up, it all went away. I'm not saying your solution is vitamin D, although it could be, but I am saying you need to find out what the source of your sorrow of heart is, and that's then what is causing your broken spirit. Some folks find that their lost condition is the cause, and when they get saved, they're also cured of the blues. But others get saved, or maybe they've been Christians for some time, years, even decades, and then they're stuck dealing with the blues or that deep darkness that I spoke about. So don't let the devil tell you that you're not saved because you deal with depression or dread. Take inventory, and if you don't have secret sin and you're not allowing ungodly influence to rot your spirit, like with bad music and books and entertainment or even friendships and relationships, then don't be down on your spiritual standing with God. But if you do have any of those things in your life, get them out of your life and see if that doesn't improve things. If you're saved and living right before God, then you have to look at blood work, dietary changes, relationship issues, etc. And with prayer, get to the bottom of it all. And if you don't have a broken spirit, be considerate of those around you and be attentive to others. Recognize a broken spirit around you when you see it and pray for them. And you can offer yourself to them, but respect that person's personal space. Well-meaning Christians think they can just pep talk people out of the blues, and they're really just a nuisance and not any help at all. But much more can be said, but in a short devotional like this, I just want to plant the thought in your mind to be considerate of others. And as you continue to read God's Word, your discernment should increase and your ability to pray for and encourage others should improve as you grow in Christ and in the knowledge of His Word. As Hebrews 12:12 says, "Therefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees."